Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. A new coalition in Chattanooga is working toward a future where all of our energy sources would be clean energy. I'm speaking with people involved with the Climate Chattanooga Healthy Energy for Everyone campaign. We're going to find out about their new coalition in this interview, who's involved and what their goals are. Also, a festival coming up on August 16th. Chris Ann Longino joins us. She's the Tennessee organizing representative from the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign. Also, Sandy Kurtz is here. She's a member of Climate Chattanooga Healthy Energy for Everyone. Welcome to Around and About.
Thank you so much, Mike.
As we were saying, this group in Chattanooga, it's a new coalition, Climate Chattanooga Healthy Energy for Everyone. What exactly are your goals with this group?
Climate Chattanooga is a groundbreaking coalition of 22 faith-based social justice, environmental, and business organizations that have come together to respond to climate change. We're standing up for local and national policies that will reduce the pollution that causes climate change, leading to energy-efficient practices and a 100% renewable energy economy by 2030.
22 different organizations. Who are some of these people?
The organizations include environmental organizations like Southern Alliance for Clean Energy and Appalachian Voices, social justice organizations like Concerned Citizens for Justice and Chattanooga Organized for Action, businesses like Electric Bike Specialists, and faith organizations like Tennessee Interfaith Power and Light.
One of the biggest problems with trying to get people to adopt renewable energy sources is the cost. And it's really difficult to get an answer to a simple question like, which is cheaper, coal or solar? Because there are so many different ways to calculate it. And it depends on if you include government subsidies, if you include secondary costs like environmental cleanup or the cost of the batteries needed to store solar power. So what is your take on the cost of this and bringing the cost of renewable energy down to the point where people would adopt it over other sources?
There's been a stunning 99% drop in the cost of solar photovoltaic panels since 1977 and a 70% drop since 2006. So affordable solar panels combined with substantial improvements in both the cost and the storage capabilities of batteries is changing the face of the electric industry right now. Barclays anticipates that by 2024, utilities in almost every state will be facing major competition from solar power.
And you're looking toward the widespread adoption of things like solar. We've talked about the cost. What are some of the other things that are preventing widespread adoption right now? Because obviously cost is a really big one right there. But are there any other reasons why people are not adopting clean energy at this moment?
Actually, people are adopting clean energy at this moment. So far this year, solar energy is the leading source of new electric generation capacity. The Army is going solar in Georgia because the price tag for the power will be less than energy generated from other sources. Major commercial electricity buyers like Johnson & Johnson, Procter & Gamble, Hewlett-Packard, Walmart, they're all going solar and requesting change to increase the amount of solar available to them right now. In Minnesota, an impartial court ruled that solar power was the best deal for ratepayers. So if renewable power is seeing this kind of growth strictly on a traditional cost basis, imagine how fast it would be growing if the price of fossil fuel power reflected its actual harm to the environment and human health from carbon pollution.
Well, that's what we were saying, is it's really hard to know what the cost of an energy source is because there's so many different secondary costs and external costs that come with the cost of the energy itself. Most people, when they think about what does energy cost, they think in terms of what do I pay on my monthly bill.
Mm-hmm. People that have EPB, their customers of EPB, can sign up for Green Power Switch, which is a way of assuring that some solar and wind and methane gas is used to produce electricity. And that is for 150 kilowatt hours, you can pay $4 a month. That's on top of your regular premium, but what's it worth? It's an investment. And that's a way, if you can't afford to put a solar panel on your roof, is a way that you can still support the effort.
Yeah.
Green power switch. Talk to EPB about that.
That's really interesting.
And I'd also like to say that the CEO of Xcel's Colorado subsidiary in that state says that solar power is now cost competitive with natural gas fired generation strictly on a traditional economic basis. So the question that you asked, you know, how do we understand cost?
Yeah.
We do understand cost. It's becoming more and more clear. Renewable energy is affordable right now on a strict cost basis.
That's Chris Ann Lungino and Sandy Kurtz. We're talking about the Climate Chattanooga Healthy Energy for Everyone campaign. And you've got this festival coming up on August 16th. There's going to be speakers, workshops, exhibits. What exactly is going on August 16th?
Well, the festival is just a day, an afternoon of fun, early evening. It runs from 4 to 9 p.m. And people that come there will have the usual festival fun, activities, games, exhibits to look at, to learn about clean, renewable energy and things that they can do to help move the process along. And live music, beer, food, those kinds of things that make a festival really fun. We have some really intriguing speakers who will talk about the impacts of climate change and the actions that are going on in the city. And we've already made a start. We're pleased that Mayor Burke will be there to kick us off. And from there, we will have these good speakers to tell us from different perspectives, because it's not just an environmental issue. It really affects people in business and health, especially health impacts. So people will be speaking on those issues. And there are a few workshops. So if you want to get more intensive about any particular subject, they can come and do that as well.
How can people find more information, and exactly where is the festival?
The festival is at the Crash Pad behind Needlove's Bakery, next to the Flying Squirrel.
Yeah.
29 Johnson Street.
Yes, and that is where the festival will be.
And people can find more information at facebook.com/climatechattanooga.
Great. Is there anything else you want to say?
If people would like to support this effort in any way, we would like to build our coalition, and they can go to causeway.org, a crowdfunding mechanism that's just started up here in Chattanooga, and we'd love to have supporters at that site.
Well, thank you both so much.
Thank you, Mike. It was a pleasure.